Finding a posture in which you can relax and be still. Maybe sitting in a comfortable chair, laying down, just standing. But just finding that posture where the body can be at ease. Maybe taking a few moments to attend to the body and being aware of any areas where the tension is held. And just taking a few slow, perhaps fuller breaths. And with each breath, with each out breath, allowing the mind and the body to relax and soften. Maybe noticing the breath, watch the rhythm of the breath at this very moment. Where do you feel that breath more intensely in the body? And maybe with each out breath, just letting go a little bit more into whatever posture you may find yourself in. And we'll take a few moments here to reflect on the life of our bodies. Just being aware of how this body has been in the past, how it is now, how it may be in the future. Just sensing how this body holds all the seasons of life, birth, aging, and death. Maybe reflecting on the joy and the light that you have found in this body. All the ways in which this body has been able to move. The ways in which this body perhaps has contributed to bringing a new life into the world. The ways in which this body has been able to play and dance. And all the many joyful ways of moving this body. And now taking a moment to reflect on the pain that this body has endured. Maybe trauma in this body, maybe surgeries, maybe injuries, illness. Perhaps just the process of aging and getting old and all the changes that come with that process. Just sensing whether it's possible to hold this pain maybe the frailty and the aging of this body with a compassionate attention. A compassionate attention that is free of blame and rejection. This one body that we have, and all the experiences it has gone through, and here we are. Maybe reflecting on what's our relationship to this body. Is it possible to nurture that relationship that is free of blame and rejection? And shift towards a relationship of kindness and compassion towards this body. Maybe at this moment you can offer yourself some of that kindness. May my body be healthy. May my body be at peace. May I find healing. Or may my body continue to heal from whatever the body may be going through at this point in your life. May I accept this physical body just as it is. And maybe a few moments now to let yourself offer any other good wishes towards your physical body that may be relevant to whatever is going on through your body. And with the next exhalation, now we'll shift and we'll take a few moments to explore the life of the mind and all the seasons too and rhythms that this mind that we have has gone through. Maybe times where the mind felt expanded, open, clear, aware and awake. And also the times where the mind felt tight, dark, constricted, narrow, maybe with patterns of self-doubt or depression or intense fear, anxiety. Obsessive thinking. And taking a few moments to explore those patterns for your own mind. What are the dark times for you in your mind? What are the stories, the narratives that go along with those times of tension, tightness in the mind? And to the extent that we can, releasing that blame, the demand that sometimes we put into our own minds. Just knowing that, yeah, there are times where my mind goes in that way, this dark, deep loop of thinking. Maybe when there's a lot of confusion. So offering here, just like we do with the body, offering yourself that compassionate attention towards the mind. That attention that rejects nothing, that is free of blame. And from that compassionate attention, maybe let some phrases arise. May my mind be at ease. May my mind find stillness or peace. May my mind be free of the grip of depressive, obsessive, or anxious thinking. And just a few more moments here to let your own heart's desires arise for the life of your mind. And with the next exhalation, we'll release the attention from exploring the mind and its rhythms, and we'll go now into the heart. Maybe bringing the attention into the life of this heart and all the emotions that we have experienced throughout our lives. The times maybe of great joy, of tenderness, compassion, love, excitement. And also reflecting on the times of pain, emotional pain. Maybe the times of betrayal, times of fear, grief, rage, jealousy, loneliness. Times of heartache, where the heart really hurts. maybe sensing if we can bring that compassion into all the moments of turmoil and darkness your heart can hold. Maybe that feeling tone of compassion for those times where the heart is hurting. And offering yourself to whatever degree you can that compassion that has no boundaries, that can embrace all sorrow. And from there, maybe let some of the phrases arise. May my heart be soft, open. May the heart find healing. May I find the willingness and the courage to embrace all pain. May I be open to love, from myself and from others. And just a few moments here to let yourself bring up whatever phrases come from your heart and from the hurt that may be in the heart. And just noticing what words, what sentiments, what wishes want to come up for you from your heart to your heart. And for the next few moments, just letting yourself be bathed in that tone of self-compassion for this body, heart, and mind, and all the seasons they have experienced, and where they are at now. And as you move into the future, maybe we can do that with a little more friendliness, a little more compassion for this body, mind, and heart, because they have gone through a lot. And here we are. So let the tone and the invitation from this practice continue to resonate as you move into the next moments of your life.